Drashi lemishmeret lemenida, mashma de tzricha shimur ad sheyazim hin. Your mama shav to seder have your das, your mind, watching the paradumam, you have to have a shmira. Mamash till the end, up until you take the water, mama spritz it on the tummy. So you can't say that b'shasti making the water, you don't need a shmira. Elo the marsatis lamute haslochas eitz eres v'yezo v'shnisalas. The lav gufa de paraninu. On these, this avoider, the inyan of taking the cedar wood, and taking the azoid, and taking the shnisalas that we have was wrapped up together. And these three things now you have to throw it into the Asha, the fire of the burning of the paraduma, there does not need a shmira. Because that's not a din in the paraduma itself. The pasuk says, lemishmeres lemedidah means anything to do with the actual par itself, you have to always watch. You can't have a hesachadas. Mashenkin here, when you're throwing in these three things, since it's not part of the guf of the parum, even though it's a mitzvah for the parum, but it's not the actual paradum itself, here there's no psul hesachadas. So that's the meat. But enechnami, any avoid you're doing to the actual paradum itself, that the pasuk says, lemishmeres lemedidah, you have to watch it. You can't afford to be Messiah Das. It becomes possible. Versus Itma. Shritas Poro Bizar. What's going to be if you shech the Poro Duma with the Zar? So far we had a Machloikis, Rav and Shmuel. That Rav said it's possible and Shmuel said it's kosher. So there's another Machloikis. Rabbi Yami Yomak Sherit. He holds his kosher like Shmuel. Rabbi Yisud Naf Ramak Sula like Rav. Ula Ramak Sherit. Ula also says it's kosher. Rabbi Yami Lop Sula. Some say no, he meant to say it's possible. Mosev Ravoishi Varaba, Lisu al Rav. He asked if Rakashin wants to bring a Ryan to Rav to say what? That the Paradum is possible if it was not done with the Kohen Gadol. Now bring your Ryan. Why? Ain Liela Hazoes Meimeho, Shein Ksherim Beisha. I only know that the Hazoa Meimeho, when you're spritzing the water of the Paraduma, that's not kosher with an Isha, Kevish. The Yang Sharon Melabion. Who are then you going to do it by daytime and not at nighttime? Minai and the rabbi Shritosoin, the Kabbalah's Doma. How do I know the Bashar Shrit of the Paraduma? It's also possible with an Isha. And who are then you can't do it at night? Who are then the Kabbalah's Doma? The Hazor's Doma. The Sreifosa. Who are then the burning of the Paraduma is possible by an Isha? The Ashlochas Eitz Eres, the Eitz of Shnisalas. Even just throwing in the Eitz Eres and the Eitz of Shnisalas into the fire. Also was possible with an Isha. Talmud Loima Torah. The Pasuk says Torah. Mashma one halacha to all the avoiders of the Paraduma. That is possible with an Isha. Said Rashi. Minayin the rabbi shchitoso. The kabbalah's doma. The hazoyah's doma. Shreifoso. Mashlachas etero. The edom. Shalas. The loyeg sherm ela biyoim. The evil linyan bisha kavish. And the itzvach lirbuye. The kulak sibu. Or your lezer way koyin. Hey, that's treaty. You can't have a lady to do it. The pasuk says either a lezer or a kohen. So the chiddush is that you have to do a daskin b'yom and not balayla. So the pasuk says what Torah? There's one halacha for all the halachas of the paraduma. Rashi Talmudim at Torah. Torah zois chukas haTorah. Torah achas tchol avodasom. There's one halacha for all the avodas that it can only be done daskin b'yom and not at night time. That's the halacha of the paraduma. Yochel, I would think, shani mar ba'af hasifa safora. Maybe even collecting together the ashes of the burnt paraduma. Umilu mayim v'kiddush. Who are then fetching the water? Or else who are then putting the ashes into the water, making the kiddush? Also is possible, Balaylam. Talmud loy mezois. The pasuk says zois. No, only the first avodis. Adavke b'yoyim and not Balaylam. Mashenken gathering the ashes and putting the water in, that's kosher even Balaylam. Rashi Talmud loy mezois. Es hakosif kan kayim v'yal toisif. Only what it says here needs yoim, and don't add on more things. The first set of things is only kosher b'yoim, and not b'layim, because the Torah says Torah, mashma one halacha for the avoidus, and now you're telling me a mid zois, mashma no, only some of them, and not all of them, excluding these three things. Why are these three things different? Like, what's the difference here? So Mar says like this, achash riba kosev, omiyit. True, there's a ribui, a lot of things, Torah, have the same halachas, and then there's a miyat zois, only these things, not everything, so you have to be mechalik. Certain things, adafka b'yoyim and not balayla, and certain things don't have this klal. How do I make the chiluk? Or ma'atu, I'll tell you like this. Harayonu lemeidim, let's learn out like this. Harayonu lemeidim kulem mehazois memeo. We'll learn out all these halachas from the azor, the spritzing of the water on a tummy. Ma hazor is memeho. Just like by spritzing the actual hazor, when you're spritzing the mechatis onto a tummy. Einem ksherim b'isha. Ki b'ish, it's possible by isha. It's only with a man. V'ein ksherim ela b'yoyim. It's only kosher b'yoyim. Af ani ovi, the same sphere applies. Shchitosoi v'kabolas domo. V'hazoi es domo. Usreifoso. V'yashlocha seiteros v'yezu v'shnisalas. All these things also lead afka b'yoyim. Why? Hoyo v'ein ksherim b'isha k'bish. Since in that punkt, that they're not kosher with an isha, they're only kosher with a man. So maybe we say, just like negay to a man, they have the same halachas. Who are then negay to biyoyim and not palaylo, also they have the same halachas. So all these things can only be done after biyoyim and not palaylo. Is a male ain't sherim male biyoyim. Just like they're only kosher with a man and not like an isha, so in this punkt they have the same halacha. Who are then to biyoyim also? These things are after biyoyim and not palaylo. Mashenkein umoitzi ani, I exclude though umoitzi ani asifa safara, collecting together the ashes of the paraduma, umilu mayim, fetching the water, vekiddush, putting the ashes into the water. I say these things do not need b'yoyim; they can even be done b'laila. Why? Ho, you look sharing b'isha kavish. Since an isha is allowed to do these things, it's kosher with an isha, just like an ish is a mela. You see, they're different than the other halachis. Is who adin sharing nami b'yoyim go b'laila? Who adin that kosher to do it even at night time? So that's the chiluk. That these things don't have a man dafka to do by an isha, is the huadin balayla also. Trashi yeshen ksherim b'isha kibish, kalakamon, for lokach ezo v'tova b'mayim ishtor, the post is an ish there. Mashenkin by the asifa safaro, here it doesn't say the word ish, here even an isha is kosher. Therefore it's kosher even balayla. For the gemara v'haim my tiyufta, what kind of a tiyufta is it here? Drashi l'shmuel. Where's the tiyufta from Shmuel over here? The what? Shmuel said again that the paradum is kosher bizarre. So where's the tiyufta from over here? All we said here is that an isha can't do it, but maybe a zar could do it. Like, what's the tiyufta over here? True, the paradum is possible by isha, but what's the right? You need a kohen gadol though. What's the right to rav? Maybe it goes according to Shmuel also. Maybe as long as you have a man to do it, it's kosher. Even a zar could do it. But where do you see here you need a kohen gadol? Like, where's the tiyufta of Shmuel? For the Gemara, v'hai mai tiyufta. Ilai mamida psulin. B'isha, since it's possible b'isha. Psulin ami bizar. You want to tell me who adin is zar can't do it. Therefore, you definitely need a kohen gadol. Therefore, it's a kasha on Shmuel. I'll tell you no. Hazoyas memeo. Tachiach. I'll bring your raya from the inyan when you have the mechatas already. Now you still have to spritz it on the tomatic person. That the locher is she psulin b'isha. Anisha is possible to do it. Oksherim bizar. But you don't need a kohen gadol to do it. Even a regular kohen could do it. Even a zar could do it. So you see, it's not totally zebizir. Even though something's possible b'isha, like here the shchita of the paraduma is possible b'isha, but it could be a zar is kosher. So there's no tiyufta from Shmuel here. So Rabbi says like this: Haynu tiyufta. This is the tiyufta I meant to say. Yes, the kasha and Shmuel from this halacha here. Isha, my timer. What's the svar? Why are you telling me now this new halacha? That an isha can't do the paraduma. She can't make the shchita. Why? Because they're loza. The pasuk says a loza mashma kohen gadol. For la isha, not an isha, but melu hu adin zar nami. The same svar applies. Why a zar should be possible? Raya to rav, not like Shmuel. A loza v'lo zar. The pasuk says a loza mashma dafka the kohen gadol has to do it, and not a zar, not another kohen. So that's the kasha on Shmuel. Then why do we say an isha is possible by paraduma only because it says a loza? If it says Elazar the Kohen Gadol, not an Isha, who adin? It means Elazar the Kohen Gadol, not another Zar, not another Kohen. So if what's a Kasha and Shmuel, another Raya to Rav. Omar Ulu says like this, Kol HaPasha Kula Mashma Moitzi Miyad Mashma Umashma Mamela. The whole Pasha of the Paraduma, certain Psukim stim one with the other. One Pasuk agrees with the next Pasuk. And certain Psukim don't agree with the next Pasuk. There's Mashma is a theory in the Psukim itself. So it has to be miyasha of the psukim, like Rashi says. Kol apasha kula shaparo. Kemoi shava desea sadura zuachazu. Like the Torah says, the psukim, one you have to know that how you do the avoidum. Mashma moitzi miyad mashma. It's moitzi miyad mashma. O mashma mela. Kishetidagdek. Bo, if you look into the psukim, yenach yochol hashvois shita sapasha bishove. You won't be able to answer all the psukim together to make it like one glatt of shat. Zem zem. Hello yesh bem shmashma mikra ze moitzim khla mashma mikra shlofonov. Certain psukim are mashma different than the pasuk before that. Mashma pasuk ze hech shze. What this pasuk says is kosher, this one says is kosher. O mashma hech shze pasuk ze. Ob yesh bem mikroish mashma yesh miskayim melo. But there are certain psukim that no dushtim. All the pashas have one pshat dushtim together, like we'll soon see. So the pasuk says, "V'no'asatim oiso el elazar hakoyin." You have to give the paraduma to Eliezer hakoyin. Is a diyek oiso el elazar? Mashm only that first paraduma had to be given over to the kohen gadol. V'lo el daris el elazar, but the daris the next paraduma that was made, mashm does not need the kohen gadol. Here it says, "Nosata oiso." This paraduma, the first one, has to go to a kohen gadol, but not the daris. And ikad the army, some say no, le daris be kohen gadol. Some say Ladurus, you still need a Kohen Gadol. The army, some say Ladurus, Makarin Hedjit. No, Ladurus, you don't need a Kohen Gadol. It's kosher even Makarin Hedjit. Tumar says, Pishle Malaman Dioma Ladurus, Makarin Hedjit, Shaper. Lotaman Dioma, that a Paraduma Ladurus is good by Makarin Hedjit, it's very good. And we just said, because the Pasuk says, Venosatem Oisal Alas Rakoyin. Give this one. Mashmoni, this Paraduma needs Eliezer Kohen Gadol. But other Paradumas, Ladurus, is kosher even Hedjit. But according to Man Diyom, it says, no, even the Dairus. Also, you would have to need a Kohen Gadol for the Paraduma. How do you know it? Here it says, Dafkoi so, Mashmoni, this Paradum needs the Kohen Gadol, not other Paradumis. And the Gemara, Goma, Chuka, Chuka, Yom Kippurim. It says the word Zois Chuka Satira by Paraduma. And it says the word Chuka, Yom Kippurim. Just like Yom Kippur needs the Kohen Gadol, who are then Paraduma also always needs the Kohen Gadol. Then the pasuk says, "V'hoytzi oisa shelo yoytzi acheres imo." When you take out the paradum, when you carry it up to the harazesim, take it out by itself, and you should not have no other par with it. Kidet nan, like we learned, lo yoytzi para roytzi lotzis. Let's say the paradum didn't want to move; you couldn't get it to budge. Is ein moytzi an imo ashchera? You can't like get another par to walk with it. Maybe now you think of walk along with it, so you can't take a second one. It's a black one. People should not say Shchayra Shachtu. People should not think, oh, they're taking the black one for the Paraduma, that's the one they're going to shecht. So Pshita, you can't take a black one with you. V'yein Moitzini Mo'aduma. You can't even take another red one with you. Why? Shloyermu Shtayim Shachtu. Should not say you're doing two Shchitas at the same time. And like Rashi says, V'kaimulon, we hold Shekol Molochis Ha'nasais Ima Psulais. Anything you do with the Paraduma, any other Moloch you do at the same time when you're doing the Paraduma, it makes the paraduma possible. Kedet nan kol oisik bepara mitchilo viyad soif poistlen oisa bimloch lekamo namirinun v'shachat oisa shlayishchat acheresimo. That b'shach doing any one of the avoiders of the paraduma, you can't do any other work at that time. So that's why you're not allowed to do another shchit at the same time you shechting the paraduma. Therefore, you can't take out another one with you. So according to this, what it's a svara, it's not really gzeras hakosif. Then Rabbi says no. Loimen Hashem who said this is not the svara to say why you can't take another parah with the paraduma. Ela mishum shenema. But Rabbi says Thomas Xeras Akosif. The pasuk says oisolavada. You have to take it itself by itself and nothing else with it. For the Gemara of Tanakam or Xiv oisom. Why does the Tanakam have to have a svara to say that people should not think you're doing two paradumas like, or the black one is the paraduma? The pasuk says clearly oiso. Mashmi, you have to take it by itself and nothing else with it. Why does the Tanakama have to have a svara for? So Gemara says, "Man Tanakama Rab Shimon he." Who is the Tanakama here? That's Rab Shimon Shita. And we know the klal of Rab Shimon is always is to dorish time of the krua. Rab Shimon always dashes time of the krua. Therefore, he's saying a svara. Why does the Torah say you can't have any other para with the paraduma? For these two reasons. So Gemara says, "My benaya, what's the difference whether it's tamak zeras chosiv or one of these two reasons?" If you take out a chamor, a donkey with the paraduma.